Yeah, no, come on.
You can't do it there.
Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRV manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimal results. PRV's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRV Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.crzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's now time for Atomic Dog and Grudge Network.
Good evening, Grudge Madness. It's another week. We tuned in to Grudge Madness with Atomic Dog, sponsored by Grudge Inc. We appreciate them for that. Well, it's Juneteenth. It's Juneteenth, and one of the things I want to talk about today is June 19th, because June 19th was a special day for us and for the ones who down here in Texas, especially the ones in Austin, Texas. We all know today is one of the biggest days for us because every year we have a Juneteenth parade. And when I say we have a Juneteenth parade, that parade lasts about 2 hours long. And boy, oh boy, were we in the heat today. But all in all, we serve for a very special cause, and we have thousands and thousands of people that come out, join the parade, join the Juneteenth festivities, and also we have some of the racers who just show up on Juneteenth. You know, I just want to take a time, you know, to give some folks, if they're out there, who participated in this Juneteenth. And I want to say, I want to ask, I guess, if you like to share the light, like some of those people, if they want to, they're on the line, they want to say, what does Juneteenth mean to them? And, you know, why do we celebrate Juneteenth? Juneteenth is not celebrated everywhere across the country, but here in Texas, and certain cities, they celebrate it pretty big. And there's a reason being that we celebrate it June 19th versus maybe some other folk across the country celebrate it different. I'm just curious if anybody out there who celebrated the big Juneteenth parade today here in Austin, Texas, if you want to shed a light on what Juneteenth mean to you and what the big festivities here in Austin, Texas mean to you. If you can push the one button and say what you think about the Juneteenth here in Austin, Texas, what it means to you and the reason why we celebrate it, I'd like to hear from you now. So you can push the one button now if you wish to speak about what Juneteenth means to you and what's the reason that we serve at June 19th. If anyone don't care to share that, then, you know, I would happily do so. But I'd like to give some of my Grudge fans, if they're out there, the opportunity to explain to me and to some of the Grudge racers around the country who may be listening what Juneteenth means to them. I don't want to say what it means to me, but from my host, any other Grudge racers or anyone out there listening, I just want to take this opportunity, since it's a special day for us, the Juneteenth deal, celebration deal, I want someone else to step up and push the one button, even if it has to be my host, and explain to the folks on the line why we celebrate the Juneteenth celebration. So I'm going to go to the lines before I get off into my later topic that we're going to talk about, just to share the light so some of you may know. The later topic would be, should Grudge racers be paid to go to Grudge Fest? And if so, why? And what makeup should they have? But before we get off into that, I would like for someone to push the one button and explain what Juneteenth means to them, even if they have to be my host.
Well, Tracy, no one has pushed the one button yet. First of all, why don't you explain what the date, Juneteenth, why it's significant? You know,
okay.
What the date represents.
I can sense you putting it back on me, and I said I didn't want to do it, but since you're putting it back on me, I guess I'm gonna be called to do it. And I'm gonna say it like this. Juneteenth for us is when the day that slavery in America was freed. It was Juneteenth, 1865. Some may argue that, but what I'm saying, it was June 19th, 1865. But what I'm going to add to that a little bit more to bring some clarification and see why I went to 1865. The actual date of the Emancipation Proclamation was 2.5 years prior, which is actually, in other parts of the country, it was September 1862. The actual date that President Abraham Lincoln received the message was September the 22nd, 1862. But that did not get signed here in Texas until June 19, 1865, which was 30 months later from actual freedom from slavery. Here in Texas, it was 30 months later. And so that's why we here in Austin, Texas, and in some parts of Texas they celebrate too, but in Austin, Texas, that's why it's a big date that we have all this big Juneteenth parade going on, and people come out and celebrate and barbecue and have different events and tell different stories, and just people get together as a celebration, just like a lot of times people get together for different other occasions our day is June 19th. So that's why we celebrate it here in Austin, Texas, very, very big. When I say very big, I mean a two-hour parade, and you got thousands of people lined up, man, and just to see the faces of the older people, the middle-class people, the younger people. Everybody is just so happy and it's just so joyful, and everybody's having a good time, and to come through there and give people chances to show off their stuff and put on floats and let people know what Juneteenth means to them. So it's a big old deal here in Austin, Texas, for some of you who may not know. And if you ever want to come to a very nice, big, large parade, you don't have nothing to do with Juneteenth, hey, consider it, man. Austin, Texas bring people from far away to come join into these festivities with us. So I'm just getting back. I'm a little tired. I'm a little sunburnt a little bit. It was a hot day, a long day. The festivities are still going on. I broke away to come do this show, get out of some of the crowd. It gets down there later in the evening. It gets pretty crowded. But in all, man, I would say, you know, we're blessed to see this each and every year and very thankful for what, you know, people before us made it possible for us to be free today. So in a nutshell, man, you know, I'm just proud and happy that that's happening, happy to be a part of festivities just to shed a light on this special day here in Texas with the Juneteenth parade here in Austin, Texas. Now, if anybody want to answer that, feel free. Don't be shy. People speak up about it. You know, it's a great thing, you know, and sometimes we don't say enough about it, but it's always good. You never forget where you come from, man, and, you know, just to be a part of some of the things that was made possible for us, we got to show appreciation, and that's one way we give it back. Anybody else want to share their experience on it, if they do anything and they part of the country, they part of the city or whatever, feel free. Push the one button, feel free. That's my version. Anybody else, feel free.
Tracy, right now, we have a few callers on the line, but they're all just listening.
Okay. That's fine. If they want to just listen in, we'll roll right along with the show. Hey, do you have anything you want to add to it? What do you think? Do you have anything you want to add?
Personally, I think it's great the way Austin celebrates Juneteenth. You know, I live in the Dallas area, and, you know, there may be a little bit here and a little bit there, but it's not as huge and as well represented as it is in Austin. But I think it's really great that Austin celebrates that way. I think it's really great that Austin embraces our history and our heritage as African Americans in that manner, to actually look at that date, observe that date, and keep it going. You know, I think that's really great. You know, we can't let our heritage fall by the wayside. You know, our kids, you know, and their kids have to know and have to understand where we come from as a people in order for us to keep the heritage and keep our history going. So I think it's really great that Austin celebrates it the way it does.
Yeah, it's a big thing. We have a good time, man. A lot of people come out, man. You know, you see some of everybody. And a lot of, hey, one thing about it, I said about the Juneteenth, it brings out some of the races here, and you get a lot of smack talk down there with people that participate in races. So that's a good thing, you know. Hey, my man King was out there. You know, King, he do his thing. Anybody know King? King is down to the mouth of, people say he's just the mouth of Texas, but it seemed like when we took it to the East Coast, he turned out being the mouth of the East Coast, too. So King is King, and King going to do what King going to do. But King looked like he had a joy to step the day out there. Looked like I see King done push the one button. So I'm going to let King come on here and say what he thinks about the Juneteenth and how we do it here in Austin, Texas, just to shed a light on this, because it's a big thing. It's a big experience. We've been doing it here for a long time. Go ahead.
King, your mic is open.
Sharon, I think King got that. King, your mic is open. Go ahead, King.
Hey, how's everybody out there on the radio station? What we got going here? Juneteenth was introduced to me, and I'm going to put it out there. Juneteenth was introduced to me to Junior Marshall. Everybody knows Junior Marshall was a race car driver of Austin, Texas. He was the first one that really could, I guess you would say, could outrun the people across town. He the one that helped up the racing on the east side. Well, when I was, I believe, man, I've been going to Juneteenth parade since about 35 years. And I can remember when I was, I think I started out, man, I believe I was like in my late 20s or so. And Junior told me, I asked Junior, you said we're going on a parade. I said, what is the parade for? He said, really? And also is to let everybody know that we can come as a unit as one. And when I go to Juneteenth parade, I make sure that I be happy that day. That day is happy, and understand that unity is what it's all about. And if it used to be, I can remember way back on Juneteenth, it wasn't no Hispanics, nowhere, wasn't no whites, nowhere. It was strictly a black thing, and it wasn't no organization. It wasn't no, you know, it was just everybody got in line and went there. Well, now, you know, it's kind of being a money thing, and, you know, it's just a different thing. You know, everybody there is about money. Long time ago, you know, old Junior would just have a big old barbecue pit and just was feed everybody that he could. And now, you know, we got boots selling this, selling that. I think we need to try to get back to the tradition that, you know, as a unit, everybody pitch in, do one thing, and just make it a celebration instead of a dollar thing. That's the only thing that I see. And like, and more so, we should never, ever, ever, ever have a problem on Juneteenth. That was when we was free. That is when we should be as a unit. And that's what I know about Juneteenth, you know. And like you say, you know, Tracy hit the nail on the head when you say, you know, this is when Texas first got known that it was, they was free. So the slaves here, you know, we done come a mighty long way, and it almost is a little turn, a little being that things are sort of not like it ought to be. You know, we live over here, and it's a few of us got nice houses and things, but I happen to work and go very far north and very far south. Man, they got million-dollar homes, and half of the people over there own the stuff that we live in over here. So, you know, we still got a lot to go, and more so, if we don't start spending our money, you know. And I was listening at, I believe it was Farrakhan on KZI the other night. Farrakhan was telling us, if we don't start spending black and being black, it ain't going to be no black. So I just hope y'all get something out of that. Everybody say I talk a lot, but when anytime that I'm talking on experience, and I'm talking and looking to help better everybody and myself included. Thank y'all for y'all time, and I listen for y'all's.
All right, Kenny, man. Appreciate you saying that with us. You know, if you're not talking, you mute your phone. Appreciate you sharing that. It's always a big thing. You know, if there's any other call out there, you know, right now, if they want to take the time, especially if they were down this way in the celebration, if they want to take the time and share their experience and what they thought about this special day, man, I appreciate it. I encourage people to step up and do so. And for the ones who haven't experienced it, you know, man, you might want to look into it when you're not too far away or whatever. Plan a trip, man. It's a big day, a lot of fun. Like King said, it's a day that we all try to celebrate and have a good time, man. How things go, just be happy that day, man. So, you know, it's a special thing. We want to be happy every day, but that day, man, is a very special day, and we try to do what we do each and every year. Anybody else out there like to share the light on what they experienced and what Juneteenth means to them, I encourage you, man, to push the one button and do so.
Okay, Tracy, we have Ricky. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy? What's up, Sharon?
Hey, what's up, Ricky?
Nothing much. Now, I was just going to say Juneteenth for most people is a day of observance, and in most areas, it's a day for people to stop, you know, much like Martin Luther King's birthday, to stop and kind of go over the history. To me, I would really, really call the parents and people, you know, that have kids, and not just of black people or, you know, for everybody, you know, this is a day where it's really time to start, and not like this Juneteenth, but this June 19th, I think people need to start educating their kids to history in general on both sides of the line. I think Juneteenth, like you said, is a day when Texas, you know, realized that, you know, the slaves had been freed, or should have been freed, you know, before June 19th. However, it just doesn't seem like the schools have, or it's not in the schools' curriculums for students to learn the true history of where they come from, you know, because right now, most students under the age of like 14 really know nothing about black history. All they know is they can tell you anything about rappers on TV, but you ask them anything about their heritage, and it's like, I don't care. But then they don't understand that that's, you know, your makeup, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, for me, June 19th has always been a time for, you know, me to really remind myself that, you know, if it weren't for my forefathers and my grandmothers and great-grandmothers and people before, you know, there's no telling where I would be right now. And a lot of people look at it like, oh, man, it was a long time ago. It really wasn't that long ago, if you really just think about it. You know, there's a lot of years between today and that day, but it really wasn't really that long ago that slavery was, it still existed, you know what I mean? And that's why still today in some towns you drive through and you still have that racial hostility because some people still feel like we should be in slavery. So I think June 19th is a day, like King just said, for everybody to be happy, you know, not just black people. But I think the point that, and I can't really speak for King, but it sounded like he wasn't saying that he had an issue with other people from other races being out there, but he was just saying that he had a problem with everybody being out there just trying to make a dollar. You know, I think June 19th is really a day for everybody that's really an observance of June 19th to come together, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever, to come together and say, you know, this is a very glorious day, and let's celebrate, not trying to make money. That's really how I feel about it.
I hear that, Ricky. Hey, man, appreciate you sharing your thoughts about it, man. It's always a good time for people. Good thing when people step up and talk about things. Okay, if nobody else want to shed a light on what Juneteenth is, we'll move on to another topic. If somebody do, just push the one button. You still have your time and space to share. Not a whole lot of racing here that I know that went on this past weekend. I did see something on the internet about Big Jock up in Dallas with a Nova running some red car. Big Jock did his thing and went down the track for the win. So if anybody from the Dallas area out there want to tell about a race that went on other than that one, hey, feel free to push the one. I didn't see anything in the Houston area this weekend that someone had a big grudge race. But I don't always see everything. I look for it. Sometimes I don't. But if anybody on here in the Houston area that know of some race that got off that was a grudge race, you know, hey, man, push the one button and talk about it. I think the people here in Grudge Madness World want to know about it. So, hey, we like to keep up with what's going on. And sometimes we stay far from different places and we can't make it. But, the ones who there, you know, feel free to push the one button and tell us about it. You know, if not, we'll go off into a topic. And, you know, one of the topics I want to talk about tonight was this. And this is just opinion. You know, I can give my opinion on it. But the reason why I brought this topic up is because I've been hearing people express more and more. And,
you know, and that is about, should grudge racers be paid to go to a grudge fest? Now, should grudge racers be paid to go to a grudge fest? You know, around the country and now trickling here, you know, you're hearing people come vocal more and more. And, you know, I have my opinion about it. I have my thoughts about it. And, you know, I'm gonna say what I think about that, and this is how I feel on it. And it's just my opinion. So, you know, people remember, when people give their opinion, that don't mean that they're right. That's just their opinion. So my opinion is this. When you go out and you work hard and you try to put on shows, sometimes, you know, depending on the caliber of person you're trying to put on a show, you may get there a long way. If you're trying to get people and they're trying to come a long way, I this is just me. I may be wrong. But if a person travels, you know, I would say probably under 400 miles, then maybe you might not want to consider that, because then you have everybody with a race car traveling under 400 miles, you know, if you didn't have some kind of limit, feel like that they need to be paid. I'm going to say this. I said that to say this. People that put on shows and have races cannot pay every grudge racer to come to a show. But if that person is traveling, say, over 400 miles, and he's a very vital name, known name in the grudge game, then, you know, you may consider that, because why? You know that person probably bring action to your show, you know, and you know a lot of times when people outside of Texas and Louisiana and stuff like that, you know, people like to try to get them people to a show. So in a case like that, you might consider, if he a big name and he grudges a lot, you might consider trying to help the guy out with a little few. I personally don't see no problem with that. You know, I personally don't see a problem with that. Even if a guy may be, I'd say 400 miles, you know, pay a guy maybe if you need to. Not everybody. If he's a big name. For instance, I'm going to use an example. Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes is a big name in the grudge world. But Tony Bynes would come to the East Coast. If you had to help Tony Bynes with a little few, you know, you would do so. Vice versa, if you were the Tony Bynes show. And I heard Tony mention to guys, hey, I'll give you some fuel money to help come if you come out here. But when guys are local, it's sort of a little different story. Now, I don't set the stone or stand up to what people do, you know, because, you know, you do what you feel like you need to do to help make your show. Some people you may, some people you may not. We have to just be careful, because everybody that has a car might feel the same way, even though he may not be a big name or he might not have a locked-in race, he still might feel like he's owed something. At the end of the day, if you're a grudge racer, are you going for that fuel money, or are you going to try to get your man? You know, and I think all of us, you know, actually go to try to get their man, but, you know, don't let fuel money stop you if your main thing is to go to the show. If your main thing is to go to the show, go to the show. You know, don't let that fuel money stop you if nobody's going to offer you fuel money. So it's not to, you know, tell a person what not to do, because a person might come 100 miles, and if I feel like I want to give that person $100 on a little fuel money, let's pop my Ferrari if I can do that. But if the next John Doe come up to me and hear that, hey, you gave so-and-so $100 to come up to your show, you know, I need $100. Well, I'm not going to do that. I mean, that's just me. I'm not going to do that, because, you know, you never know what was the reason why he helped this person. That person might be a person that got a very important locked-in race that a lot of people want to see. And you might say, hey, man, you know what? I'd be a little generous. I don't mind giving this guy $100 to help him out on fuel to get to a show. But, you know, each and every person that put on shows may have different of opinions, and I let each person exercise that how they choose. But I'm just saying, because I've been hearing from a few people, man, people start hollering about fuel money, but everybody, I'm just saying, it's my opinion, everybody do not deserve, my opinion, to get fuel money, because you got some guys, say if you got people coming, you got 30 cars coming from a certain area, that means you're going to get 30 people fuel money? I don't think so. But would you give two or three of them fuel money?
they got locked in rates and they come to help me put on a good show, personally, me, I may consider it. Another promoter, he may consider it or he may not. But just be careful. I've heard people ask a few money, have no locked-in races whatsoever, and people think that, you know, you owe them, and in the end, they get their money off their victim. If you go into a brewer's race, you're trying to race somebody, you're trying to make the money off the person who's going to be your victim. I've said that. It's just my opinion. There's not no right or wrong. I brought the topic up because I feel like it's something that needs to be discussed, because I personally have heard it. I personally have been approached by it. And, you know, we just have to talk about it. We just have to throw it out there. I just like to know what are some other people's opinions about that. I wish people push the one button and talk, give your opinion, man. There's no right or wrong answer. You're just speaking what you think it is, because it's happening, whether you know it or not, but it's happening. So, you know, I don't want to not help this person. And they say, found that you helped this person, and that person might have came 1,000 miles. This person ain't going 100 miles, and that person feel bad about it. So, you know, there's got to be each and every promoter got their own standards, and sometimes you be a little flexible, and sometimes you don't. But, man, I want people to, you know, push one button and just, hey, tell me what you think about it. I mean, I'm open, I'm listening, and I just kind of want to know what the people here in this area to go grudge racing, what do you think about that? I know out on the East Coast, it happens, and I was on the show the other day, and boy, I heard one guy kind of begging for it, and, you know, I kind of thought, hey, wow, he's kind of begging for it, but it happens, man. Each and every people do things different, but I just like to know what the people think. So I'm going to have Sharon open the lines, you know, push one button, listen to somebody else.
Well, Tracy, King and Ricky's mics are still open, but your perspective, the perspective that you just, you know, presented to everybody listening, sounded more of one coming from a promoter's standpoint. What's your take on it as far as being a racer? How do you feel?
Well, I'm a racer. I love to race. I've been doing it for a very long time. I don't get a lot of races, I guess because of the type of car I got, there's not a whole lot of big tire type cars in the grudge game down there, but that's what I got. But long as I've been racing and I done made a lot of people show, I have not asked no one for $1. I have not asked no one for $1. Because if I want to go to a show, if a person offer me something, fine. But I'm not going to go say, man, I'm going to come to your show, can you give me this? I have not asked no one for nothing. And it costs me just like it costs anybody to travel with these cars. And, you know, I haven't asked no one, and I don't look to ask no one, but, you know, people have approached me. So, you know, you got to remember, you're doing others as they're doing to you. I'm just bringing this up because it's a topic and I'm for discussion, and I'm saying it's getting to be more and more vocal. It's getting to be more and more vocal. It's happening here. It's happening on the East Coast. I mean, if people talking about it on the radio, and I'm just opening up just to let people express their opinion because, you know, we have to, you know, look at things and be open-minded about certain things. But in the end, it's grudge racing. We grudge race against one another to try to make our money off that opponent. And that's the way I look at it, and that's the way I'm going to continue to try to take it. You know, if I can't afford to go, I won't go. If a racer want me to come and he offer me something, okay, if I think I can make it and I think that'll help me, I take it. But I'm not going to say I'm going to go out there demanding money on something. I mean, because in the end, if I think I can win, lose, or draw, I'm going to bet my money and try to make my money off that person. So that's just my opinion only. My opinion might not need jack crack to nobody else. It's just mine. So I'll open the lines up and, hey, let some other people share their experience and their thought on it. That's just mine.
Well, hey, Tracy, I feel like I say a couple things about it. If you got a race and you have a grudge race locked in with somebody, first off, I think it's wrong for a guy, if you don't say, for instance, he's wanting, you know, $200-$300 for fuel or expenses or whatever. If you're getting $200-$300 for that, and then you turn around and you want to run somebody for $500, which I feel like $500 is a good amount to grudge race for the average person. You know what I mean? But don't try to use, if you say you need money for expenses, and then you just turn around and just use that money for just to try to cover your park out money or whatever else, that's kind of shiesty right there. You know what I mean? Now, if you're a guy that, like you said, that's bringing in a bunch of people, and your name and your car brings the draw, then, yeah, you might should get a little bit of money, you know. But one thing that I found personally here recently that I learned, man, is if a promoter and a racer have an agreement, no matter how much that money is, that should stay between both those two parties, whether it be the racer and his crew and the promoter and his crew, or even just the racer and the promoter personally. That's not something that either party, especially not the racer, should go running back and telling everybody else. Because, see, that starts the floodgates, like you said. That's where it starts, and that's where the problem comes from when, you know, if one person is expecting some money, and then all of a sudden word gets out, your phone starts blowing up, and you have people from everywhere, people from the town that you have in the race in saying, well, how much are you going to pay the racers to come out? Like, man, what are you talking about? what did this come from? And it's like, then you start wondering, like, okay, is this guy wanting to be a racer, or is he just trying to make some money off of this? I understand that there's a lot of money invested in building these cars, but if you weren't getting any money, would you not have built the car? Because you really ain't going to get your money back by expecting to get paid at every event. You know what I mean? So that's my whole take on it. I just feel like the main thing is the racer and the promoter need to keep whatever business is going on between them. Don't go telling everybody else, oh, he's giving me this type of money. Because, you know, then you might not get your money. And then if you don't go to the race, now people are just going to label you as being scared. So, I mean, it's just it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I done been on both ends of that deal, Ricky. You're right. You know, you think you have agreement with somebody, and you get back, hey, man, you gave so-and-so a little something. So, you know, you try to make that agreement, man. Sometimes you try to do behind closed doors, but even though you go behind closed doors and do them in person, give their word, and say they're going to keep it like that, then they go back, man, they word what they said it was, and they get back out, you know. Hey, that's just my opinion, man. We got a long ways to go. We have to keep plugging, trying to make find ways to have great shows, man. It's not no right or wrong after this. It's just the topic for discussion, just to see how people feel. I see some other hands up. Call on them and let
them people give their
opinion. Okay, I think I see.
King,
you want to
share
something on that?
Hi, Tracy.
Hey.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is that? Hold on, King. Hold on one second. Somebody. The female, go ahead. The female was talking. Who was that? Look like they're gone. Go ahead, King. Maybe they push the one button and come back up. Go ahead, King.
Yeah, I feel like crazy. Grudge racing is more a name than what's happening. There's more people talk grudge racing than racing. And personally, I really don't like grudge racing. I like the race, but when, you know, these grudge races, they normally get personal. When you're doing anything that's personal, that could cause a big problem. I can see, you know, they say King won't race, King gotta race, King will race. Well, Tracy, I think you know me better than anybody. They talk about King won't race, but I think I got more wins around here in Austin, Texas than the most. So I know I race, but on the same token, you know, I really rather not, because like this man, I believe that was Ricky, said, you know, these people ain't got this money that they say they got. And what really needs to happen, like you say, and I really think even our little clique around here, what needs to happen is you put everybody put $400, $500 in the pot. Bring them cars out there. People want to see the race. Put that money in the pot. Split the money. You know, you get the money back. Make a little money on your money, and try to go at it that way. But you know, we can keep playing this quote unquote story grudge racing. But like you say, you know, it ain't that much action going on around here. And then when you go over there, everybody say grudge racing is trickery. It's what you can get, and really, like the East Coast say, is who can bullshit, who's bullshitting the bullshitter. So what you're doing is really just trying to trick somebody, you know what I'm saying? And anything that you do, you're supposed to be straight up doing it, or you shouldn't do it. I think the racing should be straight up racing, like you say. If you're going to have big time, let a person know you got big time. If you're running two systems, I got two systems. Say I ain't running nitrous, next thing you know, you ain't running nitrous. But, you know, that could cause a problem, man. And what I'm trying to do in my golden years is be trouble-free. So, you know, like you say, once again, that's my opinion. And that's just how I feel about the red race
guys. Hey,
Tracy. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, King, I was going to say, I agree with you 100% on that, everybody putting it on the pot, because in Shreveport, that's kind of how we're going to do that thing. The Joker called Johnny and suggested it, and Johnny called me. And I think Batman, they had done it previously, back, you know, a couple of years ago they had done it, and it really worked. Galen, everybody had done it at different events. You know, it's kind of like a last man standing thing. Everybody put in by 500 or whatever each racer can agree and afford. You know, that way it takes the personal side out of it. You got four or however many cars you want, and it's kind of like the winner take all. Everybody else just didn't win. And it takes away from all that it takes away from the personal part, like King was just speaking on, because a lot of guys forget, man, somebody got to win, somebody got to lose, you know, and if you're class racing, it's not so personal, but if you got a grudge race or whatever, you know, you can talk to noise and this, that, and the other, it hurt, you know what I mean, but one thing I will say, it's a group of guys, man, that don't take it personal. I will say, like who is it, Joker and Daryl, you know, Motion Racing. They didn't race them a number of times already, and they still cool. They talk every day on the phone. You got Johnny in that same pool. And Travis, all these dudes, they all know each other. They've been trying to get each other's throat for a while, but they still cool. But I know everybody ain't like that. But I think that if we had more or maybe, like you said, the match racing or the class race where everybody put it into a pot and just line up and get after it. And like everybody always say, it's about the fans, and the fans will get what they want. Because all they really come to see is two cars go down the track together. They don't, you know, they some of them like the noise talking, but the average novice fan, they just want to see two fast cars. That's it.
That's right, man. I mean, that's right. I kind of agree with that, man. And, you know, I respect that, and that's just like, well, some things I'm aiming to do, man, is, you know, I know guys come to the track, they can't race certain cars, or they feel like they don't know if they can beat them or not. But if, you know, if you have guys, you know, some guys will take a chance. Like you said, they're one of the most guys I know that's been young in the game. They really don't care. They're got an I don't care attitude. A lot of people can say that, you know, hey, man, car fast here, but there, he's just young, energetic, and he kind of new to the sport for a couple of years. He just take a stab at him. So, you know, I'm working on something, man, that, you know, I feel like, hey, you know, put a little bit of something on top of it. Let them guys put a little bit in it. Then let them shoot for it. You know, to me, personally, that's the way I think I'm trying to give some back to the racers, that for the racers to come, take a stab at the money, and the fans get to see, make some action. So, you know, I kind of agree, man. You know, we just can't always let people just go come to the race and try to ask you, to, you know, for money instead of come to the race. I think if you go out and try to put a little bit of something on top of something and get a few cars that a lot of people like to see, it might create some more action. But that's my opinion, man. That's something I'm looking forward to do. You know, just something we got to keep working on. All of us that go around here to try to put on races, we just got to find ways to work together, man. There's no one way. It's not my way. It's not their way. We all come up with some good ideas, man. We just got to find a way, you know, at time to try to work together and try to do them at each shows and let some of these, you know, create something where we can each travel to each pertinent show. And then we sound like yourself. We say we're doing it. We're trying to get something back for the fans. Well, if we do something like that and each person that puts on racing, promote racing and stuff like that, try to take that same uniform deal to different shows, I think it kind of will give something back to the racers and it will give something back to the fans. So I think it'll make, you know, for a better show. So I'm going to shut up now. I'll keep some other hands up and get some other people opportunity to talk.
Tinker, what's your opinion?
Yeah, I just want to talk about it earlier today. I heard I was on the park. King, you still on the phone?
King's still on the phone in his mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was on the phone. Brian called me a while ago, man. He told me to tell you that he want to try you in your roster, man. He want to get you on the phone and talk to you about it. He just called me a while ago. I told him, well, let me get Brian on the phone. Trace, can you get Brian on the phone?
He can't call in.
No, he told me he have you call him or something. I don't know.
Tracy, hold on just a second. I think somebody who has their mic open, you're close to a computer or something like that, because we're echoing. So can you either turn your computer down or move away from the
white boy? The white boy, you got it.
Okay, we'll go ahead.
He wants to start a roaster.
Steve.
Tell people don't be
looking
over the
film. In the meantime, Horace, your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Trace?
Hey, what's up, Horace?
Nothing much. I kind of agree with y'all on that, man. Joker's got a good race against somebody, man, or want to go out of town to race somebody. I don't think they should get paid, man, to come to a track, man. You know, I mean, that's taking the fun out of good racing, man. If you got, say, for instance, just like Tony Bynes and Matt Jones them car, man. I mean, I know they're bringing a lot of people, man, but if you've got a certain place you're going to meet up at, like in Mississippi or wherever, I mean, it's cool to kind of get something to the gas money, you know, for you getting there. But, man, I don't think a joker should get paid, man. You're going to grudge race. You're not going to doing a professional race. Professional don't even get paid to show up, you know what I mean?
I agree. You're going to make your money off the man.
Off the man, man. So, you know, they're kind of taking away from grudge racing with that, you know. And then a lot of times you got, like me and you on the car, I mean, we can't afford to go out of town a whole bunch. No, we'll go. But, you know, it's the people around you. You got a couple of guys with you, and they blowing the pot up so big, you know, that would make a joker scared to race, man. I mean, you race for a decent amount of money. You know, I mean, you go to a race, Tracy, you ain't going to put up $2,500 to good race, you know. I mean, you just can't afford to do it, you know. I mean, you tie all your money up in the car. You know, tell that someone to give you some money on your car. You know, hey, help me pay for some of this on my car. Then you'll see how many jokers turn their back on you, you know. So, I mean, I done it too many times, man. Shit. So that's why I park mine now, man, right? To say forget it.
Yeah.
I fell off.
I hear you. Somebody's phone ringing. I don't know. Mute your phone if you're not coming. Please mute your phone. Yeah, I hear you, man. Go ahead. I mean, you know, I say that same thing. Like, say you spend a lot of money in these cars, and, you know, hey, you know, you spend money on them, and you know, sometimes you go to race. The joker want to, you know, some of these jokers right there, you go to race, they want to raise $5,000. I tell a joke, man, I might spend a lot of money on my car. Yeah, I got a hell of a lot more than $5,000 in it, but I can't afford to go to race with nobody, you know, $10,000 and stuff like that, $5,000 by myself. You know, but if I have five people, they want to bet $1,000, I'll bet $1,000, $5,000. But, you know, some of these races, they get pretty pricey, man. You know, people say, hey, you shouldn't be in it if you can't afford to race it. You can afford to race it. You just got your limits, what you're going to stay in the race for.
You going out to race, man. You ain't going out to get broke pulling with no car, man. You going, you got to live. Shit. I mean, you go,
hey,
you go to the race. Yeah.
Art.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, this picture from last week. I know last week we talked about you supposed to send a picture of a color that you was trying to try me with. Where that picture you talking about?
I'm going to send it to Tracy, man. The dude on the car been real sick, man, so that's why I didn't even hadn't even decided to even pull with his car, man. He'd been kind of sick. There was a partner of mine. He got he real sick, so I just kind of dealing with that with him right now. So you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what you gonna send that picture today,
Man, I got to see that, man. The dude's
sick, yeah. Man. The man said the dude was kind of sick. The man's sick, man.
The man got cancer, so I just kind of I don't even want to want to deal with it right now. So, you know, once he feel better, man, I'll talk to him and see if he want to go out. You know,
ain't no big deal.
I meant to shoot you back, man. I forgot all about it though. You know, so but I'm gonna try to do the same deal, Tracy. On independent races got coming up on July the 1st. I'm gonna do another back ass deal and see if anybody want to put up $500. You know, to enter. I done it once before. I think we had about 8 cars to show up. It came out being pretty good. So, you know.
Hey, where is that at, Tracy?
HMP. HMP.
HMP. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's not
HMP.
Yeah.
HMP. Roy James.
I think that's a good thing, man. I mean, I just think we'll see more action, and, you know, guys feel like they don't have to bet. You know, some guys don't want to bet no $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. If a person, you know, people put in, like you say, $500, and you got that many cars, well, then that's the pot.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing about it is some people don't like sometimes. I'm like this, you know. If you get 8 cars, you know, a person got to run 3 times. You know, if you find a show and want to do it where a person don't have to run as much, you know, it might be even better. But just, you know, the deal is if you put some in, you know, it might, a guy saying that you're trying to help out, and he might not mind doing something. And the fans, we know that way, you know, fans don't see some action. And that's something that I want to work with. I know we tried doing some things, and we failed to do them, but I'm still open to try some things to try to make it well. Everybody do a show. If we can do, if we can come to some kind of agreement and put this kind on in every show and give them something where people shooting for money along with some kind of bet or something like that, it'll make it a little more exciting. But you know, we sometimes get in our own little crowd and do our own little thing, and we talk about it, but we have been about it. You know, we just need to find some kind of way to do it, man.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I was talking to John about that, Tracy, and I mean, I guess everybody can go and come together, because we was talking about that for have one for the back half, and then have another one for like the pro mod. You know what I mean? And that'll give, especially for this region, you know, as far as from here to maybe Louisiana or Mississippi or something like that, because you know, there's a lot of boys from this area from across those three states. Really try to get at each other a little bit more often now than before. So with that belt, especially, you know, with a little bit of money, you know, having the last man stand or however you want to do it, and then having a belt to go with it, I just feel like it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. It's something that, you know, it's something that we, as people that put on these shows, we gotta find. I'm gonna say this out of my mouth, and you know, and I'm gonna stick by it. And that's what I shoot for. That's what I aim for, regardless of what people think. I'm still gonna say we, as people that go out and do these shows, we have to find a way to work together to where we take what we do, unify it, and take it to each people's event and have it at their show. So that way it'll make a better show for us, it'll make it for the racers. They shoot at something, it'll make a better show for the fans. We haven't done it yet, but we need to find ways to do it. And I mean, it's just something we need to work on and find ways to do it. I mean, and I think it'll help to give the fans a better show, man. I mean,
Alley-Cat, what's your opinion?
Yeah, call right now. I'm
going to
call you in
the queue. Well, you know me. Y'all are full of a bunch of shit tonight. But, hold on. Where Tinker at?
Damn.
That's Tinker in the background.
He on there. Don't send his ass no picture. We grudge racing. If he want a race, he want a race. He want to look under the car, on top of the car, through the fast with your car too. So don't forget about that now.
Yeah. Yeah, he said something about it. He forgot about mine though.
Yeah, he wants to be goddamn friendly on the phone today.
He can't hear you.
Yeah, he wants to be goddamn friendly.
Hey, Tracy, I'll speak up for Tinkle. Out of that, quit selling them whip tickets down here in Austin, Texas, man. We told you, don't nobody be wanting to run no ghost car. And if you keep on, you gonna get a ghost buster on your watch.
Hey,
King Watch, I've been trying to run you for the last 20 years, man.
Yeah, I guess you gonna get in the Q2 run this year then.
I've been trying to run you for the last 20
no,
years.
Been,
that's in the right time.
Okay. Well, ever since you tried, you had on your mind. Let's put it out there.
I didn't call you out.
Put it like this. You or Alexander ain't never had nothing out of me, and still don't.
Man, you had a race car, man. Stop suspension car, man. You wouldn't run.
But I disagree with that. You ain't no hey. You act like y'all running a relay. Y'all try to tag team somebody, and then when I get it both y'all drop the baton.
Talk show radio.
You had your blow car and your top view car and all kinds of shit.
No, I'm just calling with
the
car right now.
So what you saying? Let me make sure I'm in what you're saying. What are you saying?
When you gonna bring one of mine, man? Let's race one on the first, man. Roy James,
first
man.
Of what?
Me and you.
First
Roy
of
James,
what?
July 1st, 4th of July, Independence race. Me and you.
You gonna come to Silent Tone?
No, it's in HMP, man. When I'm coming to Silent Tone.
Why should I have to come to you all the time? Bring your ass to Austin sometime.
I come to Austin.
Oh, want somebody to come to your old track. Oh, kill a track. Oh, somebody's going to kill somebody. Come on, man. Bring your ass down here when don't let you get on the track in the middle of the night. See, y'all,
Austin
man,
don't
come
have
on,
a track.
Man.
Hey, Austin don't have a track.
Well, I'm talking about, say, San Antonio. It's O-10.
Get it right,
so, man. Hey, you can't get lost. Get your ass on 10 and come south.
Okay. Man, you don't have a day, man.
Folks. Quit playing with your own face. That's all I gotta say. Quit fooling with Tinkle. He got a protection program on him, the 19th of June. Y'all talk to him after the 19th of June.
Okay, well, hold on there. Let's get on Chase's ass now.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Come on with it like that.
Why do what you say, too?
Come on. Last week, I had this same conversation about what racers could afford and what they can't afford. And your smart ass got on phone, King Doctor, and Martin said, get in where you fit in, and I might be on sport. If I can't afford racing, I need sport. Now y'all want to talk about how high racing is today. Now, are y'all contradicting what y'all saying?
Go ahead.
You know, when I was saying about how much how much all these cars cost, all this traveling that we doing, trying to put shows on and go and go see other shows. Y'all want to be funny about it last week and say, get in where you fit in or go find another sport. Not
why
I want to have
y'all
on a one person.
Are you saying y'all say that? Are you saying y'all? You saying y'all?
No, you said that too. You said that too. You ain't
kidding. No, Atticus, I make just about anybody's show, and you know that. So
that's not what I said.
When I say get in where you're sitting, and I'm going to clarify my get in where you're sitting. Oh, I just said it while I was going. I guess you didn't understand it. Get in where you're sitting. Some of these guys are out of debt $5,000-$10,000. I don't fit in that. Now, I will run from $1,000 to $3,000. I can fit in that. Now, if somebody was betting with me and it goes fast, that's different. But when I put a bet out there, I'm going to say what I feel I can do. Now, if somebody else put in the same thing, go over this, we're going to put in this. That's different. I don't fit in a bet, not this day and time, at no $10,000 bet. So you ain't never heard me come on here hollering about no $10,000 bet. So that's what when I say it, that's what I mean. Now you give me $1,000, $3,000, I'm a fish.
You should have broke it down last week the same way that you broke it down a few minutes ago.
Well, one thing about it, it ain't never too late to clarify yourself.
Now, what's our King at?
Well, he's there, King.
No, I'm not.
We got some
Sam, you might be in a bad area, huh? Your phone echo.
No, thank you. I'm in my truck.
Oh, somebody phone echoed.
Hey, let me talk to Etiquette. Etiquette, you don't call me sorry when you call. You know what now? Hey, quit keeping real. You want to be a mouthpiece? Look here. You know when you went and got them pretty little glasses that you wear, you got to get you a better mouthpiece. You begin to be a grudge hater, man. Now, I don't want to hear no more out of you. I just told you. Wait a minute. I'm talking. That's rude when I'm talking. Look here.
I'll talk about your record my fast when I get ready.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, do it at home. Cause don't do it public like that, man. It show you that your head feels really bald. Now go on talk with your funny talking.
Can't nobody out talk to you, man. You already know that, man. Can't nobody out talk to your ass.
But tell him quit trying then.
Ain't nobody trying to out talk to you, man. He's watching his opinion.
He called me a few names. I told him we're supposed to stick together on 19 June. Tell him to come down here and eat some watermelon. That's what's wrong. He ain't had no watermelon.
Hey, King, you gonna let me go one time? You
in this town. I'm the repo man.
I'm the repo man. No, you're the most stealing the repo.
Oh, okay. Well, put it how you want to put it. If you learn that old horn, bullshit ass car, I'm going to put my BMW. I got an old M35 Infiniti. I'll try you in that motherfucker.
Okay. Hey, let's put a deposit up right now with your small ass.
Hey, you know, I got a little money, you know. I'll tell
you.
Well, I'll tell you what, K1. I won't even bring my car. I'll just bet you won't make, your car won't make it to the other side of the track.
Tomorrow night, we can go and bring all your cars. Anything you got at your house, I'll outrun you. Anything.
$2,000? I thought you had the money.
You're talking about $2,000. Hey, man, $2,000 will put you out of business, fool.
Man, $2,000. What's wrong with you, man?
I'm
trying
to let you
down. Then your bill is $2,000. Man, you
don't
make me feel bad, man. Talking
about $2,000. Come on, man. Wait a minute, man. So, man, I bet you couldn't come up with $100,000 in two years.
Hey, man, what are you talking about, the money, man? Hey, King, you gonna let me talk one time?
Hell, you mean talking?
Let me talk one time?
Hey, you doing more talking than anything. When we gonna lock
hey,
the lock
you
that
you
BP?
You gonna let me talk one time?
Bad trip.
It's $500,000. You can come to me right now, and I'll show you $100,000.
Brian, you effing. You must be by somebody with a phone on the internet, because you effing bad, Brian.
That's the FBI cutting in and recording this ignorant ass.
Tracy, I had to mute Vaughn's mic because it was echoing too bad.
Yeah, he got
moved
away from he's somewhere. If somebody must be on the phone and close by each other, you can hear. So he needs to move away.
Only time you hear that kind of noise is at the police station.
I'm hope, Brian, you can hear me. You can move away from wherever you are. If you're close to your effort, I'm going to open your mic back up.
Tell him to get out of cell.
I'm by myself. King, if King was set up, I can talk. Say, King, can you hear me?
Watch it.
Hey,
King,
can you hear me? No, I ain't had a deposit yet.
If you clear your throat, I can hear you. Shit.
Let me hear you say deposit. Let's lock it in.
$100,000. You can come to me right now, and I'll show you $100,000. How about that?
I'll come to you for every day of the week. Hey, every day of the week for 10 years, and you couldn't show me $100,000.
King, you know me. Don't play with me. King. You know who I am. You lying to these people fast. You got up, man.
Hey, Mr. Banner. Hey, well, let's lock in for tomorrow night. Let's go to the track. Bring all them cars you got in
okay,
there.
Okay, what we going to lock in? I'm going to pull something out for you. I got something for you. What you want to do? Lock it up.
You lock it up. What the heck?
No, you already locking it up. Let's lock it up. I'm going to bring my car around. I got something for you.
Okay, well, what we going to run tomorrow night? What car you
okay,
want to
run? Lock it up. Don't tell me we're going to run. What
okay.
You going
no, what you going to run?
No. Don't run. What you going to run?
Say, man, you shut up while I'm trying to get my bet on. I hear you.
Y'all ain't going to do nothing, either one of y'all.
Before I call you out.
Hey, Brian, you got a bad echo. I don't know where you at, but you're echoing real bad. I can hear myself right now. It's weighing my ear out. I mean, I don't know if you're close to somebody or around somebody else and they on the phone or something, but it got you.
No, I'm by myself, man. But if King can wear that thing and lock it up, I got something for it.
Can you tell me what it is? Say, man, lock your car up tonight, man.
Oh, man.
I'm
Gonna lock up, man.
I mean,
I'm
gonna
make it light on yourself.
And then, hey, sooner,
some bring his car. Bring your horse car, and I'm going to beat that goddamn car. Because you ain't going to make it to the other end.
That's the bet.
You ain't going to make it to the finish line.
That's a bet.
What's a bet? What's a bet?
Whatever you want, you say I won't make it to the finish line. Them is all hate moves.
Out them niggas, hey, man. I'm going to scare them other niggas, man. Hey, I'm going to scare them other niggas. I might be in your nose where you away somebody.
Wait,
hey,
man. Hey,
crazy.
Get him to lock in, man. See if you can get him to lock in or mute his mic because he really ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, hold on a second. I just muted Brian's mic again. Okay, we have to remember that, you know, it's just not us listening here and really need to watch that N-word. So I'm going to open up his mic one more time.
Hey, man, before you open up his mic, let me just say one more thing, and then we can get to the bottom of me and Brian, because he's just making conversation. Look here, Tracy, you are the host of this show. Ask him what he want to do tomorrow night with his BMW that he ain't never had. You know, when people get BMW, they couldn't afford a Mercedes. Anyway, ask him what he want to bet.
And let's
hey,
do it about 8 o'clock. A Mercedes ain't nothing in Germany. A Mercedes ain't nothing in Germany, man. So what you talking about? They use them as cabs. But anyway, man, back to the real world. Your car, I bet you $5,000, your car, you ain't going to make it to the other end of the track in that car.
Okay, Tracy King dropped.
Okay. King's out. Okay. All right, Brian. He's off right now. I mean, King was talking about, you know, like you say, he's talking about he's going to lock up something, whatever. So, but he dropped off. Maybe he'll get back on. So we go up there. Anybody else got a push one they want to say something? Got a race they want to try to do? Hart, Hart, you still got his hand up. Hart, what you got?
Oh, nothing. I was listening in, man. I was listening in on that. King Hart to them, man.
Okay, anybody else out there want to share on the topic that we started tonight for this racing deal? I don't know if everybody spoke up about it.
Tracy, 214-543, your mic is open.
Okay, go ahead. 214, go ahead. What happened?
They pushed the one button to speak. I'm going to go ahead and put him back on hold and open up King's mic. King is back on the line.
Okay. All right.
King, your mic is back open. King, your mic is open.
Okay. Say, Tracy, I just want to see if that young man want to lock out one of them BMWs, whatever he's talking about doing. Let's take him to the track and keep this fake-ass racing up off of him, man, and tell him if he want to. You need to get, I can't tell you what to do, but you need to get separate racing. You need to have bullshit night and race night. On Tuesdays, it's talking about engaging in racing. And what he's talking about, we both know ain't to happen. But you let this go on the show, man. You just trying to kill the minutes or what?
I say, like, if he ain't serious, he's gonna move on. And he's on here talking, but hey, money talk, BS walk. So let me see if I can find it. Whatever he wanna lock, Tracy, I got the money. I can come and put the money up right now. Whatever I can bring, a deposit.
$5,000 on 20 or better, and I can bring you $5,000 now and make him do that.
Okay, Tracy, Brian has dropped off. We got a couple more hands up, though, so I'm going to go ahead and 281-981-9962, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm back here. It's Badass Alicat. You know who it is.
Alicat coming on the show to cause problems, Tracy. Tracy, while Tinker has his hand up, but before I open up Tinker's mic, I want to let people know that Grudge Inc. does sponsor this show. Grudge Inc. also has a monthly magazine that comes out, and what we're trying to do is you know, broadening horizon and let the East Coast, the Midwest, and all the other states know about races here in Texas. One thing that we did this past week, we interviewed a couple of racers. We interviewed Daryl, and we interviewed Daryl out of Louisiana, and we interviewed Roman out of Dallas. And in a future issue, it will, you know, it'll feature Roman, and hopefully the issue following that, it should feature Daryl. So we may be calling you, or Tracy may be calling you, or, you know, if I see you at the track, I'm going to come up to you at the track and ask you, you know, a little bit of information so that we can let those guys know what's going on here in Texas.
What you talking about is Grudge Inc. magazine. Well, who at?
The magazine, it is available for purchase. If you go to grudgeinc.us, scroll down the very last post or the very last link there. It tells you how to get the magazine. What we're going to do, you know, like I said, the first magazine featured Tracy Atomic Dog Smith. It had a real nice write-up on him. The second issue covered the May 19th race, the Texas Grudge Lockdown, and this will be the third issue that will be coming out shortly. And like I said, we're going to try to, you know, put a little bit of information in there about some of the things that are happening here in Texas.
And I will be calling to see if we see people at the track. We will be trying to get some pictures and an interview. What we aim to do, man, like, we know a lot of guys on the East Coast, a lot of guys on the East Coast don't know us. Like she said, we're trying to do a racer profile in that magazine, letting the people on the East Coast let them know Texas, Louisiana, Midwest, Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, we consider the Midwest. Let them know that we got a lot of racers. Give a little history on each and every one who raced. Do a profile on them, give these guys some recognition. So I would be calling, man, from time to time, trying to set this up, talk to people, and just give us some exposure. We do what we do, and we want some exposure. It'd be a nice thing. So, Anakin, I think you're trying to get back to King. What do you know?
King at? What King at?
King.
King Park is open.
King, talk to me, man. I'm ready to engage on your ass.
Anakin, you ain't even got no car. You just showed me the picture of your car.
Calm down, man.
You calm down, man. Put your glasses on so you can see what.
How can we get the back time move from one of your cars, not Tracy's car, but one of your two cars that you got, put that in to tonight for Roy James race?
I'm not coming to Roy James race.
Okay, well, have a nice night, then.
Hold on. You say you want the back tire in the stage. And on who call?
King, it's Mo.
I know, Mo, let me handle this. What car do you want the back tie with?
It's done. It's over with. You say you're not coming to HMC.
Hey, well, hold on. I might come. What car you want it with? What car you want it with?
It don't even matter. Have a nice night, man.
Any car you got, anything you own, I give you the back tire. If you can't get your car running, I'll run you on the feet. Now.
All right. Hold on. I tell you what, then. Let's lock that in, then.
What, run you on your feet?
No. You say you give me the back tire to move with my car. Is that what you said?
On your feet?
No, with your car.
You go with that bullshit.
You ain't going to run your car. You just told me. Hey, man. Look, man, y'all need to quit playing with me because y'all going to get your ass cracked. And you know you're behind on your rent because you called me. Quit playing with me, Alley Cat.
See, that's what you call
a
fake-ass racer, Tracy.
No, you is a fake-ass racer. You ain't even – hey, you told me you took the motor out your car. Say, man, Alley Cat, put your phone. Don't cut your wrist. Put your phone.
Look, man, I just asked you a simple question. Do you want to lock in? And you said, yeah, with my car.
Hey,
I
want to lock in, but I wouldn't give my mama the move in the stage on Mother's Day. bring out one of your cars, and we're going to run head up. Whenever you talk to me, tell me, listen, you call me out. Then you, well, let me tell you something. I run head up racing, and if you want to run head up with your car, anytime, we can do it.
Well, have a nice
and quit playing with me.
Put your pajamas on, man. Put your pajamas on. Good night.
Put your, hey, at least I got pajamas, you know. I got pajamas. Most black men don't have pajamas.
That's okay.
I think Mo wants to say something while I go. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mo, your mic is still open.
Hey, King. Hey, man. Let's go and shut this down, man. Alicat, run this, man. Let's go and shut this down, man.
Mo, what you want to do, man? You want to break
shut
our little partner, Alicat. You want to break our
little
partner.
Alicat, run this, mouth on national TV, radio, whatever you want to call it. I think it's time for Alicat to get him some bad medicine.
Well, tell him to lock in, Mo. If that's what you want to do, I didn't want to do Alicat like that because I know he going to call me and say he was just being on the show. You know, this is the only time he can get some exposure. You know, he's a loner, and he don't get to talk to nobody.
Well, if that's really what he want to do, then he needs to accept this warrant, or either we cancel the warrant for him, or he needs to apologize.
hey, Mo, and don't forget, hey, tell him what to do. When you apologize, you automatic got to put $5,000 in the box because you're out of line.
That's right. Now, what you want to do, Alicat?
I just told you. Back time to move for Roy James Race.
No,
we don't give no back
time.
We don't give nothing. You ask like a man, we going to phase you like a man. We'll run
okay.
Your head up.
I ain't got no problem with that. Okay, well.
I tell you what. We'll run two races. You give me the back tie and the move first, and then I give you the back tie and the move. Tracy said something that I like. Do unto others as you have others do unto you. You give it to me, I give it to you. Sit your monkey ass down.
That's no fishing Saturday, man.
Hey, when I get there, you gonna be the fish.
All right, man. We don't have to race. But look here, I'm laughing now, but I'm serious as hell about that back tide move. Whenever you get your ass out of line, we're gonna tear that ass
look
up.
Look here, Alicat. There's only two things we give away, and that's bubblegum and tallywhacker. And we fresh out of bubblegum. So you know what
well,
comes
I understand.
With the rest of that.
Well, I stay in my place then, Mo. I
ain't
got a problem with that.
All right, then.
That race will never happen.
Where's Tinker at then? Let me check on somebody else.
Tinker. Let me see.
Alicat got his name, Begging Time Alicat.
I don't see Tinky much dropped off. I don't see him. Alicat, why you want to pick on Tinky?
Alicat! Tinky's mic is open, Tracy.
I don't see Tinky.
There he is. Alicat has dropped off the line, though.
No, he calling
Alicat.
Alicat. Yeah. He just dropped off, look like.
Yo, I'm on here, Tracy. What do you got to say?
Hard.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Hard.
Yeah.
What's up, Hard? Where Alicat go?
He must have fell off, man. I don't know if he hung up or what.
He under that rock.
Hey, get that man the back tie and try, man. Quit being scared, man. Get that man the back tie and go around it.
Back tie and the move, man. I got a back ass, so he got a chest
back tie.
Hey, don't tell me how to do nothing.
Hey, you didn't help me buy nothing. You don't need to tell me how to run my office. I don't need no help running my office.
You never have an office.
You don't never give a man what he wants. You give him what he needs. A good ass whooping.
Yeah, you tell him, King.
I take the move and I'm on little tires.
That's your problem. Get you some big tires.
Hey, they don't sell no way you bought them little ones at.
I got a back hair car. You got a chassis car.
That's your business.
Okay.
You knew that when you bought it.
Keep your little ass on the pumping points. Keep your little ass
high ass. Hey, King Arthur. Hey, I tell you what. King Arthur, listen at this. Listen at this. You get it now, I'm going to run you head up.
Is that right?
That's right. You heard me, huh?
Yeah, when?
At Royal Race.
I can run head up with my car.
You. Not nobody else drive the car. You drive the car. I'm going to run you head up.
You can't tell me how to run my office. Man, what's wrong with you? I bet each one of y'all works for somebody else.
Listen.
How
listen
you going to go with my camp and tell me what I'm going to do? You can't
listen
tell me
this.
Nothing. Just say you want to race, but you can't tell me how. Whatever you do, I'm going to line. Listen, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring
Hold on, let me talk, King Arthur.
Hell, you
let me talk, and then you can talk.
Try to tell me.
Crazy.
I would never
like
say
crazy.
Oh, no, man. Hold on.
One at a time.
Yeah, let me talk, and then you can talk. You already told me that. You wanted to race me. That's enough said right there. We can run. I'm going to get my car down now. Whichever one I want to bring. You know, I got more than two legs. So you can't tell me what I want to race, fella. Hell, I got more than one car. Hell, you ought to have more than one car. You're old enough to have more than one car.
I got five of them.
Well, then bring all five of them, and I'll run all five of them.
I run all five of them, man. I run one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I bring my car, and I'm going to crack your goddamn ass now.
You bring that car down there and you drive, I'm going to tear your ass up, King Arthur.
I ain't going to never drive. I like watching you get your ass cracked.
Yeah, I knew you ain't going to drive. I know you're not going to drive.
I ain't got to drive. It go too fast. You done making
I'm
hurt myself.
I'm out of line on the test car here, but I'll run you.
That car run a 6-0, man. Hell, that go too fast.
I don't give a fuck if it run 5. You get in, I'm going to run you head up.
I can't drive.
Yeah. But I'll run you head up.
And I don't care. Hell, you can get goddamn me Bob Glidden to drive yours.
I don't need nobody. I'm going to drive my own.
Well,
I'll run you. Whichever car you got.
Quit looking over the fields. You'll run whatever car you want.
I'm looking at you.
Well, don't look at me. Look at the car. You're a fake-ass car racer.
No,
hey,
I ain't.
Get them to lock in, man. Keep going on and on. Say, get them to lock in.
I will race you.
All right, what car you trying to run, Har?
I don't know what car you got. I don't have but one.
Well, you need to go set it up, listen at this.
Whatever car King got to get in, he get in, I'm gonna run him head up. Y'all hear that?
All right.
He can get in. Listen, he can get in Tracy car or whoever car. I'm gonna run him head up.
What you gonna bet?
I don't know. Whatever. No matter. Couple thousand. I ain't rich, man.
No, I want to break you, so that's a bad decision. Get on up there.
We're going to do it for $10,000. We're going to make you do that. But I want you to remember this the rest of your life.
Tracy, remember what I told you about earlier.
Hey, listen. Just listen. Can I say this?
Yeah.
I get in there and drive out one of my cars and for $10,000.
Come on, man.
Now you're trying to buy a race, man.
No, I done bought your ass.
No, you ain't.
I ain't bought the race. I'm buying your ass. That's for making me get in there.
No, you scared to race, King. You're not going to drive.
And I'll bring my car and let anybody get in there and drive for $2,000, something you can have.
I'm running a car that I ain't never even seen before, man. I don't even know what car you even have. You know what?
Well, I told you I'm going to let somebody get in there and run you for $2,000.
Oh, man. You. I want you. Me and you. Ain't nobody else got to be on the line. I don't need nobody to help me with no burnout nothing. I'm a me and you.
All I want is you to goddamn me bet $10,000 and I drive because I'm scared.
King Arthur, I ain't gonna never bet that kind of money on racing, man.
Well, get that kind of money together and holler at me.
I got it, but I ain't gonna bet it, man.
You won't have
King,
it.
What car you gonna run it in, King?
My new car.
King, what car you gonna run it in?
Shut up, Tinkle. You begin to be a race stopper. Shut up. He say it doesn't matter. He say it doesn't matter. Shut up.
Well, I'm trying to get the
host
of the race, man. We need, you know.
I don't need no goddamn help with nothing on mine, but goddamn me to shovel some shit on my grass.
Damn, King.
What car you gonna run it in?
Hey, King Arthur,
the one you can't outrun? The one you can't outrun?
Which one is that?
None of your business and stay out of two grown men's conversations.
I'm trying to be out. Like, y'all going on and on and on, man. We trying to get this shit together.
All right, King Arthur. I done told you to shut up. I call you out the same day I get him.
You can't call and me out.
Nobody
say
nothing about when you
were
trying to get your race on with Gary Bell in detail.
King
Arthur,
tell him, man.
Hey, I got to
get out of the race, man. If he make me drive, if Horace make me drive, I'll run Horace's ass. If he get his ass in his car, I'll run him too, since he want to be in the race.
I tell you what, I put $5,000 Horace in your car head up. Fuck it. Straight back to what they're like.
Hey, King Arthur, you done lost a friend, man.
I want to put another five on your car since you goddamn getting in trouble for business.
I put a thousand on hard. I don't give a fuck if Whiteside drives.
That's a bet.
That's a bet.
I want King Arthur, man. Me and King Arthur supposed to be racing for years, man. Man, you supposed to be racing for years, man. We ain't got it done yet. I want y'all to get this over.
Hey, we gonna do it. And when I get there, I'm gonna have your ass locked in. And guess what? It's gonna be a
problem. I want you to hold.
One at a time, man. Can't hear. One at a time.
Okay, got feet to the host.
Yeah.
Host.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I come tomorrow and give you $500, and I'm gonna lock it for hard to run King heads up.
On ten about it. It's $10,000 together all to be able to come up with $10,000.
Come on, man. Don't try to buy me, man. This race me and don't buy me.
And then he put $5 on him and bring his goddamn car for trying to get me beat. He gonna
run. When you run ahead, stop fucking.
Horace, let's do this, Horace. Let him battle. And I'm going to send you your $500 today. Hey, get my number from Tracy. Let him put up $1,000 since he won't run his car. And I'm going to send you $500 today, and we'll do it.
Do you want to run him, yes or no?
Man, King ain't gonna drive the car, man. I already know that.
I don't give a damn who's gonna drive it. Let Whiteside drive the motherfucker. We don't give a damn.
Nah,
Whiteside, you out there?
Whiteside can't drive my car, it won't run. That's
Whiteside
what I ain't
thought.
Out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Mr. Whiteside told you, yeah, I run you with a 305 in your car.
And I'm gonna put
a $1,000 on that. Hey, and I'm going to lock five. Hey, Trace, I'm going to bring an extra $1,000 to lock on that.
Hey, Trace.
Tinkle, quit trying to get in where you don't fit.
Hard, man. Hard. You going to do it, hard?
Yeah, me and King, man. Me and him both been racist, man, ever since he had that top few car, whatever the hell he had.
You want to see
him? Yeah, the top few car with a front end, funny car with a front end raised up and shit. Whatever car he had.
You want to run that one too? I still got it. You want to run that one too?
Hey, Tracy, I know something wrong with that one. He got to sit in the middle of the car, that motherfucker.
And show you how ignorant you is, man. That way your boat's going to go straight down the track, fool.
That motherfucker wouldn't go down the track, man. I don't know what the fuck he did.
Hey, if you'd have got up there, you would have seen you was a coward.
I tried to race you in there. You wouldn't race.
Ain't tell a bitch. Well,
Tracy,
you don't have to worry about it no more. I believe I'm going to come to that race, and I'm going to call you out on the loudspeaker. Why?
I tried to race you with that and the blower car. Tracy is my witness.
When?
Blower car.
I can't exactly remember
when that was, but both of y'all got y'all cars running right now, so it seems like y'all just can't come to no agreement.
No.
Yeah, but I just told me he's going on what he said. Yeah, hey, you know, it's a lot of cowards.
King, you got the car running right now, King.
Stop, man, we talking.
I'm not
scared
to
race you. You talking about running
right now. What? Is your Camaro running right now?
Don't worry about my car. I told you I'm going to run what I want to run. This man ain't scared of nothing I got. You just goddamn is your car running right now.
No, mine ain't running.
I'm on your car. But don't ask me about nothing. Just say, if I don't want your car running, say it like that.
Well, he said something about an 83 Camaro. We need to go squash that, man. We need to go, you know, get that on the
show.
Well,
you can't tell me what I want to run. Horace, are you not scared of no car King got, right? Well, tell Tinker to shut the fuck up.
Hey, Trey.
Hey, that's all you have to do.
What year is that
Camaro
King got on the
car
today?
What year is
it? Yeah.
Since he got a backhand car.
Well, then, if you can't get
well,
there,
get some, stay out of well, get some so you can get there. You got a big mouth, put that in the car.
For who?
You got a big mouth, put that in the car.
Put what in the car?
Your mouth. Hell, that's the biggest thing you got.
Man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, man. This man called
you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Hell, you just build your car. Hey,
you don't want to run him.
Hey, you just build your car. You didn't know what you wanted to do.
Hey, well, you had contact earlier talking about your car. I'm going to get down the track. Come on, man. He make you look bad. Man, get that motherfucking go. Let's go do this.
Well, you have to call me, man. We're going to work something out.
Yeah, we're going to do something. Hey, that first race, Horace. At first rate, we're going to get Tinkle money, and then we'll do something else. Because they're a coward.
Yeah, Tinkle, you run him.
I can't get there. I just told him, man, I can't get there.
You knew that when you bought that raggedy motherfucker.
You don't have a motherfucker.
Buy something,
you
can run somebody with. What?
You don't got a car. So you need to get off the fucking radio and change me this button right now.
Shit, I run your car.
You ain't got a car.
I'll run any personal car you got. Now,
I bet you can't.
I bet y'all can. I done bust your ass once before, ain't it?
You ain't never did nothing but talk.
We bust your ass right over here.
Shut down.
I bust you in my Benz.
That wasn't no plan. That was
in my
fucking symbol on it. You can't do nothing. Both of y'all cowards. Neither one of y'all are wrong.
Just your $5.
Both of y'all niggas. Neither one of you niggas are wrong. I mean, excuse me. Neither one of y'all are wrong. Both of y'all are cowards. I'd have you. Shut down. They got shut down jacket. Y'all ain't gonna
do shit. We got shut down. You can't shut up.
It ought to be get you in there. Hell, we ought to put on that show and get you in there.
Y'all ain't got nothing. Both of y'all don't got. Ain't never run. Ain't gonna run.
And you ain't
run either. Hold on, give him the back tie. Hold on, you can get him the back tie.
You got it, and you ain't running nobody with it either.
Mo.
That's why you painted the motherfucker green, because it got moss on it. Take it up out the goddamn creek. Put it back in the creek behind your house. That's what you need to do.
Car, you talk.
I got one for
yes,
you.
Man, y'all. And y'all know, yes, man.
I got one for you. Any personal car you
know.
Got.
Both of y'all cowards. Neither one of y'all going to do nothing.
Whatever.
Hey!
And I live in Austin. He going to come over and fuck with this old ass Camaro. Hey, you know, boy.
You ain't got nothing in your camp that can outrun our car.
What car is it? The only car I've seen that old yellow Camaro. And that's junk.
Well, run it.
I promise you he can.
Well, make that promise then.
I guarantee
you. Hey, Horace.
I've seen that car run for 5:30.
Go drive with Horace. I think that's
bad. I bet he won't do it.
I bet you
on you. You trying to set it on somebody on you now.
What?
Mo, I don't think you'll get in there.
I'm not a race car driver, Tico.
You shouldn't even be on the phone then.
You ought to not be a nigga. After when the last time he drove in a race, Mo?
Hell, he drove
about 2 weeks ago. Now, King, I want to ask you a question. When last time you drove and had a race and won a race?
I run your goddamn little truck. I drove in.
Man, that wasn't even no race. Come on, man.
Damn, Joe, why did we beat your 10 cars? Hey, that wasn't even no race to beat your 10 cars. The damn show wasn't. Goddamn passion.
Get on.
What you going to do, Mo? Mo, what you going to do? Tell me your side, too. I want to hear your story, too. What you going to do?
Already,
gonna put a break
I'm not ready to crack your ass.
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm gone, man. I call me King Arthur.
All right, big dog.
He ain't going to do nothing. Hard.
Hey, man. Yeah. This is a grown vote. Horace, if y'all just want a guest appearance there, just tell me, man. I can make it happen, man. Hey, look here.
I'm not finna spot you, man. It's crazy.
Hey, let's get Tink a little $1,000 he don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
Damn fool.
No, I can't spot you, man.
I believe you can. After you see that old car make a pass, you'll spot me.
No.
I guess. And it might not even go through. Tink will say it won't even go through. I believe you will. Watch. See, y'all talk about fucking with this blower car, but y'all really leave it alone, though.
Man, I run that blower car 8 miles, 1/4 mile. I'm not scared of this motherfucker.
All right. Well, give me the stage and the move, and I'm not giving you shit, man.
I tell you, I run you wherever. 8, 1/4, 60 foot. I don't give a fuck where.
In the car I got. All right, I'll keep that in mind, but I'm going to make you get your ass up off of that. Bet you that. I'm going to have the way you won't never run me no more.
Make me out of believer, King Arthur.
I will. Do you believe in God?
Yep.
Well, you ought to believe King going to get your ass if you keep fooling with me, too. Yeah. Keep that in mind. Sleep on it. And I'm going to tell you like your buddy Alley Cat say, go put on your pajamas before you get in trouble.
Yeah, I want to run you, King Arthur. Who drives your car? Westside still driving?
Say what now?
Westside still drive your car?
What size? What?
I say Westside still drive your car?
Why can let anybody drive my car? I may let Tracy drive it. Now. Y'all sure get fired when you ask the damn questions.
No. I'm probably wherever you at, I might come to you one day, man. I want to run you, man.
I bet you won't come no more.
Well, you're going to make me a believer. I won't come looking for you no more.
One day?
No. If you run again, I want you to come again and again and again.
Oh, it's gonna be,
I just don't want one race from you.
No. I like to race, King Arthur. I like to race, man.
And whenever we do race, we got to run about 8 o'clock. I don't race at night for my money.
Yeah.
It's not going to be no 11 and 10 and 11 o'clock at night. It's going to be goddamn with the sun out, and we're going to do it where we both can see. I can't drive with the car skating and all that. I don't have no skateboard on this subject.
No, I want you to go all the way through there, man. Go early, daytime. Don't matter.
About 7 or 8, whenever we do.
Let's see. This is, if y'all don't make Royal Race, I'm going to probably come to y'all. I'm going to probably come to San Antonio.
That is, boy,
I'm
doing
that
San Antonio.
I'm doing that San Antonio race at Dallas Raceway. Me and Peanut doing that race. And,
that's on.
And
that's
an
all.
That race.
But that's
all
that all
and,
yeah,
at Dallas Raceway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're running out of time, man. We're going to get out of here. We only have a couple of minutes left. So we're going to go on and get out of here. It might cut off for the ones who are on the internet, but the ones on the line, if you want to say our final thoughts, man, I'm going to let everyone open the mics up and we'll go down. And I'm going to let the host call them and let some of them get your final thoughts, and we're going to get out of here.
Horace, do you have your final thoughts?
It's kind of off the message, man, but I want to send a prayer for Tim Fawn, man, passed away this week.
He did. Sorry about that, Fina. Yeah,
we got
to
pray. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Since you said that, while we're all online, man, if we can just take a moment for Tim Fawn, that'd be a good idea. Since it just happened, man, I'm just going to ask everybody if we can just give a moment of silence and respect of Tim Fawn. Grudge Racer, like RFA just passed away. We just take a moment. Okay, RFA, man. Thanks for that, man. And, you know, I prayers go out to his family, man. And, you know, hey, y'all in that area, man, y'all go by it, you know. We see his family. We try to say a word on the internet to him.
prayers go out with him, and, you know, things happen, man. Life runs its course, so we hate to see that happen. But when a fellow grudge racer, things like that happen, we do like to show our respect in some kind of way. So, okay, Sharon, go on to the next person.
King Arthur, do you have a final thought?
Yes. All I'm tell Horace, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Mo, what is your final thought?
My final thought is, Jacob needs to go sit, put some cold compresses on his ass. That's what he needs to do.
Tinker, what is your final thought?
King and Mo, they know they ain't going to do nothing. They cowards. And King, you said earlier about something about trash, the family. Like you was getting upset. You know, I kind of hit a button. And like I say, you know, and your girlfriend Mo know that y'all ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all ain't gonna race this year. And Horace, watch and see, they not gonna do nothing.
I got your girlfriend. I bet you wear a pair of lipstick before I will.
Ricky,
we can lock in a room and do that.
Ricky, go ahead.
Ricky, go ahead. What's your final thought?
Hey, I just want to say, you know, we're going to have our race over at Shreveport this weekend. I know a lot of you guys may not be able to make it, but if you can, you know, just look up or catch up with Tracy. I think, Tracy, you still trying to go, you going to try to make it out there?
Yeah, I'm still trying to make it.
Okay, if Tracy make it, y'all just follow him out. It's definitely be a good event at this point. And then secondly, I just want to say, man, this is probably one of the more entertaining shows in a while. You and Tinker and y'all boys did the fool today. For real. I needed this one for June 19th. But I appreciate it, man. I'll catch y'all later on.
All right, Ricky. Glad to have you on here.
All right.
All right, Tracy. Those are only my our only people with their hands up. Your choice whether to go straight down the line.
Excuse me?
It's your choice whether to go straight down the line or go ahead and give your final thoughts.
Go straight down the line. If they want to give a final thought, you can open their mind. I tell you what we do. I mean, some people, we got somebody new on here. I mean, some people don't like to talk, man. But, you know, we like to try to spread this around. It's new to Texas. We're trying to do this thing. We won't. We advise, you know, everybody, encourage everybody to participate, jump in. If people have businesses they may want to advertise, people have races come up they may want to advertise, this show is meant for us. So, you know, everybody take advantage of it, you know, and sometimes you can advocate your business out there. You got a race coming up. You can talk about the race. So anybody out there, I don't want to disrespect nobody that pushed you once, but I see some callers on here. Hey, if you want to
okay,
share some.
Okay, let's do this. Tracy, let's just do this. Black caller, your mic is open.
They don't want to say that.
James, your mic is open.
Oh,
my bad. 832-2534, your mic is open. Do you have a final thought?
Yes, ma'am. I'm promoting the small-time races. I do a 7-0 class, and I know you guys are much bigger than us.
Wait, you say that, Horace. I know you guys are way bigger than us. Y'all talk about a lot of big money. But I'm trying to bring those guys out that's got cars in the driveway, want to race them, and they can't. So we do things on the small stage, but we try to do it big time.
Okay,
Who is it?
This is Silly Rabbit Racing, Reggie Bass.
Reggie Bass. Okay, good. Glad to have you on, man. Okay.
All right.
Okay, next.
Okay, 214-4543, your mic is open. Do you have a final thought? 214-4543. Your mic is open. Do you have a final thought? Okay, 973-0744. Your mic is open. Do you have a final thought? Okay, 832-0838. Your mic is open. Do you have a final thought? 832-0838. Okay, Tracy, it's back to you.
Okay, that's it. Hey, well, we thank everybody for joining in for the Grudge Inc. sponsored, Grudge Madness by Atomic Dog. Hey, man, we're going to get out of here, man, and hope everybody had a great Juneteenth. Hope everybody keep an open mind, man. These Grudge shows are for everybody, and hope we come together some kind of way to put some kind of race together to where we can all make each other's show and support each other and stop trying to, you know, hate on each other, not go to each other's show. I'm going to continue to work and continue to encourage people, have people continue to talk to me and work with me. I'm not perfect. I make the mistakes, and we all make the mistakes. But in the end, I think we all want a grudge race. We just got to find a way to do it, a stage to do it, and to get people to support each other's shows so we can give something back to the fans. And if we as grudge, as promoters, put a little something out there for the races to get us some incentives to go out and race and try to make these races go around to each and every show. I think the fans enjoy it, and I think we have more fun. Until then, we see you next Tuesday, 7 p.m., Grudge Inc. show host, Atomic Dog with Grudge Madness. Good night.
Hey, Tracy, let me say one more thing.
Go ahead, King.
Go ahead, King. Go ahead, King.
Hey, yo, man, I just want you to know, man, I'm gonna engage this year a little more with this race, and like I say, I know these boys ain't got nothing but peanuts. They own a fixed income, but they want to gamble a little bit. They ain't gonna like the new car that I got. I know this, and they not gonna engage. I guarantee you. But I'm gonna crack whoever. But Tinko, you got your little feelings hurt because you be trying to. You're a hater. Fuck King Arthur. But when I straighten your ass, you get mad. Tomorrow, call Horace. You ain't got to call me. Delete my number until you want to race. And that'll hold his monkey ass.
All right, everybody. Good night, man. We see you next Tuesday, same time, same place. Grudge Inc. We sponsored Atomic Dog Grudge Madness. Good night.